Generate is supporting my vision to improve the financial literacy of 100,000 Kiwis by sponsoring Keep the Change. Cheers, Generate. Head to generatekiwisaver.co.nz/change to find out more. Getting in the KiwiSaver fund that suits you and your situation is key to making sure you're maximising your investment. Generate are an award-winning KiwiSaver provider with a track record of long-term performance, and they can help you do exactly this. Their advisors can meet with you to talk about all your options when it comes to KiwiSaver to help you decide what's best for you. Too many people never get KiwiSaver advice, but not you. Go to generatekiwisaver.co.nz/change to book a no-obligation chat with a Generate advisor. A copy of the product disclosure statement is available at generatekiwisaver.co.nz. The issuer of the scheme is Generate Investment Management Limited. And of course, past performance does not guarantee future returns. Working hard to make a living, bringing shelter from the rain. A father's son left to carry on blue denim. Welcome back. You are listening to another episode of the Keep the Change podcast, and we need your help. You've got Luke tuning in with you as always, and Phil, my business partner from Next Advisory. Mate, good to see you as always with a giant SOS to the Keep the Change community.
Thanks for having me back, mate. And it obviously wasn't too bad the first time, yeah. So we're coming back again. Good to be back.
So for those of you you wouldn't have seen yet, but we've recorded two podcasts for you where Phil takes us through a deep dive of things to think about when you are buying a business. So he helps a number of business owners and potential business owners think about that. So those will be released for you soon. But in the meantime, we think you might be able to help us because we are trying to hire a senior accountant, aren't we?
Yeah, and what a challenge it has turned out to be. The data out there and certainly the anecdotal evidence and commentary around the labour market being really tight, we are seeing that firsthand. And we are on the hunt for an intermediate / senior accountant to come and work at Next Advisory, and we thought we'd get in touch with the Keep the Change audience to see you could be that person or you might know somebody.
Yeah, so live it into what I preach a little bit here, mate. I often say to people, go out there and ask, do you know someone? So do you know a senior accountant? Now, just for a distinction here, because we have had actually a couple of our Next Advisory clients say, oh, this person could be perfect, but they're a senior accountant in a commercial role, for instance, rather than public practice. So we look after, let's say, circa 100 small business clients across compliance, business advisory projects and things like that at any one time, around 100. So you have to, we need to find somebody who understands tax, small business, the economy, how to put a set of accounts together, and actually ideally how to review those so that they can oversee some of our team members' work as well.
Yeah, great distinction there between the commercial and, well, what we call public practice or what people out there might refer to as an accounting firm. So that's those ones where it might have last name, and partners and associates or something like that. But yeah, definitely we've got a great mix of really cool New Zealand businesses as clients out there doing a whole heap of great stuff. And if you've got experience preparing sets of company accounts or business sets of accounts, but importantly, reviewing those. So if you are this person or know somebody, that's probably one of the really key criterias, review experience. We'll look at anything. So long as you've got review experience, we'll probably have a chat. If there's gaps in that review capability, we're more than happy to invest in and upskill the right person.
Yeah, this would be a great opportunity. This is the classic, mate. You know, job advice. Oh, it's a great opportunity for you. Yep. But genuinely, we believe you will learn a lot in here. You will understand what business owners actually need help with. You get to learn from myself and Phil with the conversations that we're having with clients, and it will be a great opportunity to upskill your career. You might be with us for a few years, even a couple of years. Cool. Ideally longer, because you want to be here and you want to progress your career. But you will leave here, when you do leave, in a better position career-wise and more well-rounded than, I would like to say, a number of other jobs you may interview for, because we do things a lot differently at Next Advisory.
Certainly not the classic persona of accountants, are we, mate?
No.
Number one off the list would be, we do not have timesheets.
Good point.
So if you're punching those 6-minute units or whatever it is these days, we haven't been doing it since day one. Wouldn't even know how to do one now. If you hate them, sick of them, and you want a refreshing change, Next Advisory is your thing. The next difference I would point out would be, if you're still filing 31 March 2023 tax returns, which are due, I don't know when this is going to go out, but by the 31st of March, and you're pulling all-nighters, and the accounting firm that you're working for is putting on pizzas and dinners and stuff like that to encourage you to come by, hey, we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting ready for 2025.
Our goal is that 80% minimum of our accounting compliance is done by the end of October.
Mm. And I can hear the people that are tuning in, mate, say, well, what's in it for me? What has Next Advisory got to offer somebody that's prepared to come in?
Wouldn't be a human without thinking about yourself, Phil. So, you know, a couple hundred thousand? Maybe not quite there. But we'll reward you. I think this is what you say, mate. We'll reward you with a good salary. But genuinely, we will look after you. I think Jade would put her hand up and say, who works at Next Advisory, that she's been well looked after in the time here. So, you know, it's a competitive salary. We'll explore whatever it is that you need. We might be able to pay it, we might not, depending on how good you are, but we can have that conversation. Great opportunity for your career. We are pretty flexible around here. If the work gets done, that's the main thing. We dig in when we need to dig in. We get into the trenches when we need to be in the trenches, and sometimes we go to the Philippines when we need to go to the Philippines, for instance. But if you are outside of Auckland and you're thinking about maybe moving up to Auckland, hey, we'll even be open to exploring helping pay some of those relocation costs.
Spot on. Yep. The market's tight, and we're prepared to, for the right candidate, put together a package that's going to make you go, wow, yeah, we'll leave the South Island and come up to where it all happens in Auckland.
Even harder.
Oh, yes. Wow. but I think the working from home, we can't neglect to mention that. Like, yes. If you want to do working from home, if you're potentially, say, a mum wanting to return to the workforce and you want to have hours that work around the little ones, we'll explore that kind of stuff. So we're open to having a discussion, and if you're ticking some of the boxes of the capability that we're looking for, then we'll be able to have a pretty good discussion about, look, what can we do to make this work for you? The other thing that you're probably thinking is, hey, look, what makes you guys different to any old other accounting firm? Yep, the work, there's tax and there's accounts and there's all that usual stuff. But genuinely, with my rose-tinted glasses off and absolutely no bias, I believe we've got a really good culture here. Mm. Yes, we're lean, tiny, but mighty, as we got told a few weeks ago. You walk into our office and the reaction of clients or business owners or anyone that's coming in that sees our office goes, wow, you know, this completely unexpected as to the environment that we've created here. It is, what do I say, it's late. It's not laid back, but it's a relaxed environment, but we get the work done. And it's a lot of fun. Like, I do enjoy coming to work because we have some pretty lively, entertaining discussions.
Yeah. Yeah, life-changing advice for aspirational business owners. That's our why. That's what we want to be doing. So that means that we then pick and choose who we say yes to as clients. As an example, life-changing advice for aspirational business owners doesn't mean taking on 10 rental property clients in a month just because, well, let's get some work. We don't have any property clients in terms of rental accounts, except for clients who have rentals, and that's completely fine. But we don't go out there and canvas that work. And what we've noticed with a number of people that we have spoken to and we've seen their CVs, that's a lot of what they're exposed to. So the way we would explain ourselves is we're very SME centric. So we are building solutions and creating them for business owners in New Zealand that need help to get better at business, and they can stay in it longer, they can achieve the things that they want, and then we can have a better economy and a better New Zealand. So that's a bit of our vibe.
Yeah, mate, nice. The other thing I think that would be important to point out is that we can offer, to put it into other accounting firms' lingo to make it relatable, would be career advancement.
Mm.
If you're coming in at probably more that intermediate or early stage senior type level, we're prepared to invest in the right person to bring them up. We do a lot of advisory work here. Luke and I have got to the stage that we need to be able to free up our time, and that means giving some of that work to this new person. And there is a stack load of advisory stuff there, cash flow forecasting, due diligence, business planning type work. There's a heap there, tax work, you name it, we've got it. You can advance your career in this in a firm like ours, despite it being from the outside looking in, maybe small. You'll be able to sink your teeth into, and you won't be siloed into a particular type of, hey, you do this work, and if there's some other type of work that goes to somebody else, you're going to have opportunities deluxe thrown at you.
Yeah. To explain that as well in a different way, we're very confident that the work that we do is actually what the market wants, and is actually we're ahead of where our industry is going when we talk about business advice and helping small business owners. And so we've created and continue to create solutions for the everyday business owner into the future. And when we go to accounting conferences, when we go and sit down at those, which we do sparingly, we always come away going, holy shit, we are so much further ahead in our minds. And maybe we've got it wrong, but don't feel like we have, given what we've learned over the last 7 years. But we are going compared to where the rest of the industry is going. So, for instance, if you think that doing a company's office annual return and taking that off the hands of your client is adding value or business advisory, we don't think so. When a client says to us that they need to understand their numbers and they need to understand what's happening for them psychologically because they feel like they're working harder but they're not getting more money than they had 2 years ago, what's happening? We sit down with them and work through what it is that they're feeling, where they are now, where they want to go to, and then help them go on that journey and get the right tools around them so that they can have more confidence and clarity. That's what we think people need, because that's what people are asking for, not, hey, can you do my company's office annual return? Brilliant. Yeah, that's, we've just added heaps of value and advice there. Mm. So it's very different, and it'll be a boat that you can come on for your career, and you'll get off eventually, and that's fine. But by the time you do, you'll probably be in the top 10% of people in the industry with the knowledge that you have to be able to walk into any role you want, or even go out there on your own and have a crack at things, and you will walk all over other accountants with what you will pick up in this environment.
That's a big claim, mate, and I absolutely rate it. And my mind's now spinning to absolutely roll out all the corporate bingo lingo I possibly could to upsell this. But
like an ergonomic chair, we can get you one of those.
Look, I think the people out there probably understand that the lads, Next Advisory, is keen to hire, and we understand that the market is tight. So if you're an intermediate or senior accountant that's looking for a refreshed career and want a chance to absolutely sink your teeth into some challenging advisory work and get some career advancement, genuine career advancement, then Next Advisory would love to have a chat with you.
Yeah. Luke at nextadvisory.nz, Phil at nextadvisory.nz. We'll keep it confidential. We won't tell your employer until maybe day two, then we'll let them know. We wouldn't do that to you. So if you or someone you know is looking for a new role or looking to advance their career and they're currently unhappy with what they're doing, they might be re-entering the workforce, would even explore 30 hours a week for the right type of person, for instance. Mm. As long as the work gets done, that's how we roll around here. If you would love to chat about this, then like I said, get in touch or even drop us a message on our Instagram account. We can take it offline, jump on a Zoom call, etc. We'd love to hear from you or somebody you may know. So please, if you do know someone, send this to them. Take a copy of the link of this podcast, send it to your friend who might be in this space, and we would really, really appreciate it. And hey, maybe if you put this together for us, we'll send a little reward to you as well. So you might not be the senior accountant, but we'll find a way to reward you if you can find us the next unicorn that we're looking for at Next Advisory. Well, he loves a little woman. Someday you'll meet.
saving all the overtime for the one love of a